Okay, so I'm joined here by manager Michael Clegg. This is post 2-0 win away at Bootle in the extra preliminary round of the FA Cup. Cleggy, just talk us through the game, will you?
We weren't great today, but we knew that with lads who we've had unavailable and team selection, our season does probably start on Monday, so the plan for the first three games were let's just get through them. And you know, they were a good side, Bootle, and I think they caused us a load of problems, but we weathered the storm and we took our chances. You know, they weren't much between the sides.
So you mentioned the fact that we've had three players missing. Has it been hard, your team selections, without them? Because they are three, you know, high-class key players.
Yeah, and then obviously you've got Jimmy Moore in away on holiday. You've got Matt Cross, who we've let go last night. So there's, you're down to five. You've got Matty Boland, who's sat on the bench, who's injured. Sully, sat on the bench, who's injured. Andy Heald, who's a coach, who's on the bench. So preparation weren't great, but you know, we've got a lot of characters in here now and a real strong team spirit. And we said today, let's keep a clean sheet, and that's what we did. And we're lucky enough to grab two goals.
So yeah, them two goals. Chris Holt got the opener. Just talk us through that goal for us.
It was a great goal. You know, we just said let's swap the wingers, so we swapped them over, and then with our first attack with Gaz Pete down the left, he's put a great ball across, and Chris Holt doing what maybe not last season, but what he's done for the last few years, getting on end of the balls coming in the box of the third man running. So it's really pleasing.
Second goal, Ben Hardcastle.
Yeah. Again, it's coincidence. I've had them two since they're 14. They like my little brothers, them two. So made up for them. I've asked them to do a really grown-up job today. Centre midfield, them two. They're both only 20-year-old, you know, and I know Bootle are a young side as well, but they've done really well. They both grabbed a goal apiece, and I can't be happier.
Going into the game, yeah, on the back of the 4-2 defeat against Padiham at home, what were you thinking? What were your thoughts?
We just said, let's get through it. Let's get through today. And then after today, we've got a fully fit squad and we're ready to go. You know, and we'll start giving it a real go, because it's been hard. Preparation's been really hard. You've had people on holiday. We're only like any other team, Zach. I'm not making excuses. And we also said a bad 55 minutes against Padiham don't determine how we are as a team. We're a very, very good football team and we'll be very, very competitive this year. We were poor against Padiham and we know that, but I think a lot of credit goes to Padiham as well. They've scored three goals what they'll probably never score again all season, and at times you've got to give credit to other teams. We were poor and they were better, and today we just didn't want to be out-battled. We didn't want to be out-fought. We didn't want them to work harder than us, and they didn't, so I'm happy with that.
So who was your man of the match today? Who was the standout performer?
Well, I thought you've got three, haven't you, for me? You've got Erzi, Grimmy and Tabby. And I wouldn't say that's from an onslaught from Bootle, but I think it's just how well they made, how they rolled the storm and they calmed us down. And Tabby comes and catches things what other keepers don't come and catch. And he'll take a back passing situation where probably other keepers weren't. So I think he really stood up to the plate tonight.
So our next game's on Monday. We will it's main road at Alder House. What are your thoughts ahead of that game? Have you got any specific plans?
Yeah, we've lost a game at home against Paddy and we don't want to lose anymore. So there'll be no mercy. We'll be going to win, and if we get beat, it'll be because they've worked harder and played better. Other than that, it's going to be a very, very tough place to come this year. And you can tell the lads have kind of took a deep breath today after that game, and I think we can really start kicking on from Monday now.
And Brighouse Town in the next round. It's the first round proper. You looking forward to it?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. And, you know, I think it's good going somewhere as an underdog, because I think today everybody knew both teams were really evenly matched. I know probably Bootle would have preferred a different draw in the first round, and we definitely would have. But we can go to Brighouse, a nice little away trip for the crazy gang and for the lads, and I'm sure we'll have a fun day.
Excellent. Well, Michael Clegg, manager of Allerton Coles, thanks a lot for
joining
us.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you.